This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Nectar Sleep, the last mattress you'll ever need. Get free sheets, mattress protector, and pillows with code GWFIT.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25.
NordVPN, get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts. Drift Air Freshener, the freshest air freshener with no harmful chemicals. Save 15% off with code INGO15. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMA Nuts to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 600. 600. My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. Let's snap it in.
Man, I can't believe we had 600 shows.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
It is. It's been what? 13 years? 13 years? 16
yeah,
years?
It started 13. In 2010, like December 2010 okay. or January.
Same time as Joe Rogan. We were in the same week month. Or two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's has considerably more episodes than us. A little bit. Slightly more successful. Just by a hair, though.
A little bit.
So, you know.
We're clawing up every day.
It's all good. So, how are you, Matt? How's life?
Phenomenal. We're enjoying this 50-degree weather out here. Getting shit done inside and out.
Yep.
Just waiting for some trades to happen. We got the Blackhawks, NHL. Trade deadline's coming up. I don't even know how many days. It's like within 10 days and... was hoping we'd ship out one of our superstars or former stars. You know, Jonathan Toews, he is officially done for the season. The Blackhawks said they're not going to trade him because he has like long COVID and some kind of immune issue. Ooh. I forgot what. He's got like a double thing going on. And that's why he was out for parts of, I don't know if it was last season or a season before, but so he is more than likely going to retire now. And then Patrick Kane can't fucking decide, do I want to stay or do I want to go? So it's just like, just fucking trade him and get some assets and then re-sign him at the end of the season. You know, let him go play off somewhere else. Because he's a fucking $10 million on our books. Someone would love to have a rental Patrick Kane, you know, who wouldn't? Rental,
yeah.
Like just for the rest of the season, he doesn't have to resign there. He could resign with the Hawks on a cheap deal and, you know, we'll see what happens. I just don't want them to trade everybody like they did before. Just, yeah, you got some young guys that are good. You could resign, but I'm fear that they'll just dump everybody. Again, so
start over fresh, just reshuffle it.
Yeah, but it's like you can't keep doing that. You got to keep some younger guys that are good, otherwise you're going to have all rookies, you know what I'm saying? And then or just too old of guys that aren't good enough. So
yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. You know, we'll have to see. Next year could be interesting with the Hawks and the Bears potentially. Yeah.
It's so much craziness. You could have both teams could potentially have the number one pick overall, which would be insane.
It would be amazing. Although, you know, with the Bears, I'm sure we'll fuck it up somehow. So,
well, I think they're in a good shape. They got a new president who starts in a couple months. They just, got all that land at Arlington Park Racetrack. They're probably more than likely going to build a stadium there. And looks like they're going in the right direction. So I think it's all positive. You got Bears and Blackhawks next season. Very excited. I think a lot of people are betting on the Bears to win the Super Bowl.
Next year?
It's insane. I wouldn't say it's next year, but they'll be competitive. Better than three fucking wins. Because I would say, what was it, 7 or 8 games where they lost by a touchdown or less? Like, they so many games, they were, like, right there. It's just the fucking Fields doesn't have enough weapons to make that 2-minute drive for the win or less than.
Nope. You know? Nope.
He's just doing it all on his own. Because you could see, if he's not in at quarterback, we're fucked.
No offensive line. We need some protection in this house. and some receivers who don't drop the ball all the time.
You got the monies. Let's spend it.
Yeah.
Spend it. Fucking spend it all. Because I looked at some of the team's salary caps. I don't know how they're negative, like of how much space they have available. I saw a couple of teams. I think it was the Vikings were like negative 20 million.
Oh.
So how I don't know how that happens. I don't understand.
To pay that back later or something?
I don't know. I think the salary cap's stupid. Because I would just let the teams spend what they want to spend. Who gives a shit?
Well, it works in baseball. You got like the Yankees spending like a couple hundred million. And I think there's someone that spends like 10 million, 30 million.
Yeah. So. What was that movie with
Major League?
No, with Brad Pitt.
Moneyball?
Yeah.
Moneyball.
That's so I wonder, I wonder if people are doing that still, like doing it on the cheap, right?
Oh, yeah. Just buying runs.
Using stats. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, what's the thing? You just want to get on base. That's right. You don't matter how, just get on base. Shit runs.
Well, look, there's a couple things that happened over the weekend. I'm trying to figure out how to segue from this to that.
Go ahead.
Because we had a UFC and we had some bare knuckle fighting.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we talk about the UFC, Jessica Andrade versus Erin Blanchfield. Did you watch this main event?
Well, Andrade took the fight on short notice.
Yeah, she did.
Kind of a surprising result.
Yeah, Blanchfield with the submission. I was wondering when I was watching it if it was a cardio problem, perhaps because of the short notice thing. Because she gave up the back, you know. So
yeah, it was one of those like I think I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, I don't know. It is what it is. Brazilian, you know, tough, gotta go for it. But you know, these things happen in MMA.
Or maybe it's the OnlyFans page. Fucking her up still.
It could be that.
Like she stopped doing it and she starts losing. So mm-hmm. I don't know if that tells you maybe you should keep doing it. Just post pictures of your butthole, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's safer. Potentially.
And Jim Miller on the earlier part of the main card versus Alexander Hernandez. Hard to watch him not be successful. I feel like age and father time is starting to catch up. He's fighting a young buck. I don't know if you watched this fight, but it was tough because he's a warrior, you know. He's been around
forever. How old is he now?
Miller? I want to say 41, something like that, maybe. I forgot this. I think during this fight they said he officially passed, I believe, is it Diego Sanchez for most fight minutes or something like that?
Could be.
So he's been like in the UFC forever and ever, you know. So tough fight for him. You know. And that's about all I got for the card.
39.
Okay.
He's got 35 wins and 17 losses. But he was on a streak there. He was on a 3-fight win streak coming into this one.
He
lost the decision, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think youth.
It's a lot of fights, you know.
Yeah.
52 fights, 53 because he's got a no contest.
He does. And there's a guy who doesn't ever really take a whole lot of damage, you know, but he's just in some battles, but they're not like Diego Sanchez style battles where he's like, which is an interesting segue if you have nothing else, because I want to talk about bare knuckle fighting, if you don't mind.
Sure.
So I watched the highlights of this Diego Sanchez fight over the weekend versus Austin Trout. And I have the picture.
Yeah.
After the fight, and you tell me, do you think this is okay that they're letting him do this? I mean, look at Diego here. Look at. I mean, he's just battered and bloodied and beat up.
Yeah.
Still moving forward, still doing his thing, but man, this is like, at what point is enough enough? You know, how much blood does he got to lose? Literally.
17 gallons.
Gallons upon gallons.
What is it? You can't squeeze blood from a stone, but you can from a Diego Sanchez. I'm not quite sure how that one works.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta look him up, because what I noticed is Sure Dog does not do bare knuckle fighting fights. So I don't know where a good reference point is to see where he's been fighting. Is it Wikipedia with all his record?
Yeah. Right. This was his debut at Bare Knuckle Fighting against Kevin Lee.
So Wikipedia isn't even listing this.
No.
So hang on.
I don't think anybody wants any part of this, is what I'm thinking. They're all
Bare Knuckle?
No, just Diego Sanchez. Diego Sanchez continuing to fight. No one wants to be they don't want to make
And I forgot who was shitting on him. I think it was Sean Strickland was given Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship a ton of grief, saying like, why are you letting a retard fight in your thing? Because, you know, he's taking so much brain damage. Like, what? And then Bare Knuckle's like, yeah, guess what? You're never going to fight here. So when you like 3 more years, when you're done, don't come a knocking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pulling up Diego here. I want to see his record again. Yeah. 30 wins, 14 losses. This is just MMA. So he only has 4 KO losses in MMA, but he's got 10 decision losses. And, you know, he's one of those guys that's just too tough for his own fucking good, unfortunately.
Super
tough. You just bleed all over you. Hence, like, that picture. And then that's also bleeding. What he was talking about is he's threatening litigation over cheating at the BKFC, claiming that Vaseline wasn't applied to him and his opponent had too much, saying the other guy's shoulders and neck were all greased up and he couldn't clinch him. And he might have a point, because someone posted a video of this, and let's post this here, where you could see back here in the corner, the ring man is touching his corner man's hand here, putting the Vaseline on. He's wiping it on his hands, reminiscent of GSP. Like, now he's wiping his shoulders down and his neck. Because who was it? Phil Nurse that greased up GSP against BJ Penn?
Allegedly.
Oh, I don't know. I look pretty real watching it. Like, what is this guy doing? Like, he's stroking his chest and like jerking him off. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think that's street legal, man. You can't be doing that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's going to affect the outcome of the fight. I get that, being all greased up and greasy.
Yeah, it for sure. So, and then I saw Greg Hardy. I think he weighed in at 295. Yeah. And he was also on this event, and here's a little video of him.
Didn't go well for him.
No, I just kind of didn't see that one coming.
Josh Watson, all tatted up.
He's like, "Fuck you."
Yeah. Didn't go well for Greg Hardy. That's for sure.
Not so much.
Nope.
Hey, we should probably talk about some sponsors while we're here.
Yes, let's do it.
Oh, Manscaped.
Manscaped. Do you want me to go for it? Yeah, breaking news. Manscaped is now selling beard products. That's right. They've gone from waist to face to help you replace that bulky razor with their brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kits. Manscaped helped you get the golden rod of a Greek god. And now they've created the best tools for you to turn heads with a clean, perfectly groomed and conditioned beard. Finally, tame your mane by going to manscaped.com, MMA Nuts, for 20% off plus free shipping.
That's right. This kit is about to change your life. The Beard Hedger Pro Kit has made it easier than ever to craft your signature look. This kit will take your facial hair anywhere from Gandalf to totally bare. I've been using it. Mm-hmm. Smooth.
Looking more Gandalf than totally bare, I must say.
Yeah, myself. I'm trying to go longer here, but keep it nice and tight on the sides.
I feel like you need like a little like bird or something living in there, or like a chipmunk. And every time someone pisses you off, it comes out and pecks them in the head.
It's fine. I like a woodpecker. Like,
yeah. Oh, perfect. In my beard. Just peck him right in the face.
I have a bunch in my backyard. They'll fuck you up.
That's right. So remember, you can get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA Nuts. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA Nuts. The Manscaped Beard Hedger Pro Kit, the premier solution to face grooming.
That's right. Watch this.
Oh,
and support for today's episode comes from True Classic. As a people-driven brand, True Classic believes that the clothes you wear should make you feel confident and comfortable, so you can show up as the best version of yourself every day. This is your one-stop shop for all your wardrobe essentials. Their shirts have a premium fit that's tighter in the shoulders and biceps for an extra boost of confidence. From t-shirts and polos to activewear, denim, button-downs, hoodies, joggers, hoodies, boots, boxer briefs, joggers, people in joggers, people robbing people in joggers and True Classics and everything in between. They have everything you need, Ingo. It's time to upgrade your wardrobe today. We have an exclusive deal for our listeners. We're going to hook you up with some True Classic for a limited time only. 25% off with the code MMA25 at TrueClassic.com.
Finally, a brand that keeps things consistent. True Classic is built and designed for a man's body. So no matter which product you buy, you can feel confident. You'll get a premium fit that's consistent across all styles. Break up with your go-to shirt and make the switch to True Classic. And, you know, you can pair it with a quick dry short or joggers to complete the look. They have a lot of different shit on their website. Go check it out. 200,000 right. Five-star reviews, Matt. 200,000.
That's what it's all about. That's right. Get comfortable, get going, and upgrade your wardrobe. You heard me. With True Classic. Get 25% off at TrueClassic.com with code MMA25. You get free shipping. It's included on purchases over $100. 100% risk-free guarantee with a 30-day return policy. You can't go wrong. It's look good, feel good season. I know what other season it is. I probably shouldn't say it.
It's Blue Chew season. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. About sex. Guys, shouldn't you always be at your best? 2023 is the year to maximize your performance in the bedroom. Listen up. BlueChew.com.
That's right. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. And you can take them anytime, day or night. I prefer to take them in the morning. So you can plan ahead or be ready whenever the opportunity arises. You want to be like this? You take one of those.
You take one of these babies. That's
right.
What we're saying. And Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our viewers and listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code MMANUTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code MMANUTS to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the show.
That's right. Woo-woo.
Sorry, I had to go for it. I was excited.
That's fine.
And now back to the show.
That's right. Back to the show. I have this one image that keeps showing up that I'm saving for later. It keeps distracting me because I keep clicking on the wrong thing. So let me close a couple windows so I don't get distracted. What else? I saw a couple of fights announced. One way more exciting than the other. Matt Brown versus Court McGee on May 13th. I didn't know each of those guys was still fighting. So that's fucking cool. Cause that's
be a bar burner.
Yeah. That's the kind of matchup you should make with guys like Matt Brown. They've been around forever. Fucking Matt Brown. Kirby. And then, yeah. And then Aljamain Sterling versus fucking Henry Cejudo on May 6th for the bantamweight title. Yeah. It's about the same. Like, I'd rather watch Matt Brown and Court McGee than fucking Sterling or Cejudo. I can't stand Cejudo. So, and then the other week we were talking about like the size of the octagon, right?
Yes.
And like, there's so much more action. Well, I just remember there's 44% less space in the smaller octagon. So that's why there's so much more action in that. But then I was thinking, oh my God, think about all the advertisers that the UFC has. That's probably why they keep with the big cage, because if you have 44% less space, you're going to have to X out some advertisers for sure.
Just shrink them down.
Make them smaller. You could go smaller. Mm-hmm. No, we got to have them full size.
Yeah, I got you.
So I guess that makes sense.
It does make sense.
And go ahead.
Well, I was going to share this. Did you see this Jones versus Gunn advertisement?
Yeah, I thought it was curious because why is this the world heavyweight championship? Are we creating a new belt instead of the UFC heavyweight championship?
Oh, I think they're doing a little foreshadowing. The best promotion in the world. Jones versus Gon, March 4th.
Francis Ngannou left, and he's your legitimate heavyweight champion. This is illegitimate right now.
So they're trying to, they're doing the legitimizing thing before legitimizing. They're like trying to mess with our heads. So he said, this is the world championship. Whatever he's going to do is not the world championship.
I'm not buying into it.
I don't know. Whatever. There's belts everywhere.
Yeah. It's like you might as well just create another one. And then I saw John Jones, while we're talking about him, was tweeting at Cormier and saying, in all seriousness, DC, I'm cool with you, bro. I recognize the man you are. I wasn't lying when I said those things in my post-fight interview. Outside of us being fierce competitors, I dig the way you represent yourself, the wrestling community, our community, and our sport. What the hell's going on here, Ingo?
I'm not going to just let you kill me, John.
Yeah. Are you still here, Pootsie?
Jesus Christ. Oh, that was one of the favorite rivalries, I think, in MMA for me. And when those two were in their heyday, throwing shit at each other.
Yeah, Cormier's throwing shoes at fucking Jones and brawling at a press conference. I think that's awesome. The only one where I can remember where UFC fighters swung hard besides like a push or maybe a slight punch, but not a full-on brawl.
Mm-hmm.
With, I forgot who was it, Dave Scholler in the middle trying to prevent the guys from fighting. I'm like, you can't have little dudes in the middle. You got to have bigger guys trying to prevent that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the other thing I was going to bring up is I don't know if you – I'm not a big on the pound for pound list, but I need to bring this up because – and maybe you could make sense of this. So, this is the current pound for pound.
What?
Yeah. They have Alexander Volkanovski, number one, and Makhachev at number two, and Makhachev just beat Volkanovski. So, how does this make sense? And – John Jones is number 10.
I just don't think you can have a featherweight as pound for pound. I don't know. Call me crazy. The math at the one and two makes no sense. You can lose but still be the best. Like, I'm confused. I don't know how this is.
No, and it should just be fucking John Jones. John Jones has no losses. John Jones is an active fighter. The whole list should be fucking John Jones, and it's horseshit. He's fucking not there. I mean, number 10, you're saying John Jones is pound for pound number 10. Go get fucked. Get fucked. And Volkanovski, it's like you're just playing favorites at this point. It's just, it's stupid.
Well, I think John moves to one or two if he beats Gon. I think easily he jumps. He's back in the game, whatever.
Yeah.
That's fine.
It's not an easy fight. It's coming up pretty soon here. It's not this weekend, but I think it's next weekend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember what else is on the card, but I feel like they're just fucking with us. Just like put one good fight on and everyone's going to buy it. And then
that's right.
Don't put anything else anywhere close as good on there. So.
Mm-hmm. Seems that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What else? So Paige VanZant issued ultimatum from bare knuckle fighting championship. Says you gotta get you going. She gotta get her fight on in April, or it seems like she's not gonna be fighting for them anymore. She's making too much money doing the other thing, and I don't think fighting is an interest of hers at the moment. And they're like, that's fine, but you don't have to be under contract here. We're gonna just let you go. So that's kind of the talk, and they're kind of getting like, fight in April or you're done. So I want to get your thoughts. Do you think she's gonna fight? Do you think this is a good strategy?
If she was smart, she'd just be done. Because why, like, bare knuckle, besides breaking her hands, you fuck up your face so horribly. Look at Diego Sanchez right in that picture you just showed. That's what happened to Paige the last time. I think she fought Rachel Ostovich in a fucking hot versus hot match, and Rachel fucking pieced her up. So she would be better served to just stick on OnlyFans. And and this OnlyFans thing is kind of a racket. So I signed up for one of them.
Geez.
Here we go. I got to do research and go. So I signed up for, who is it? Hang on, let me pull up her name. Katharina Lehner, right? So she had like a discount. I think it was like $750 for the month. And it's like they post some pictures, but then once you're there, it was kind of like how Paige VanZant was like trying to upsell you. Like they'll post like a picture with them covered up and saying, oh, if you want to see this, it's an extra $12. Or if you want to see a video of me doing something, that's an extra $50.
I see.
So it's like they give you, it's almost like you're getting a sample of what they're offering. But then if you want more goodies, you got to pay more money.
That's smart. That's smart.
Yeah, it makes sense. And then that makes more sense of how they can make so much money on OnlyFans, because if you're only charging $7.50 a month, it didn't add up. Like, how can you survive? I mean, the amount of volume you'd need, you know, like hundreds of thousands of fans to pay that monthly fee. But then
it's
if you're
like
getting
one guy spending all the money.
Exactly.
Spending all the money.
No, I just had to do it out of curiosity and research to see, like, how does this shit work? Because then they're also like sending you messages like, hey, do you want to see a picture of my butthole? Send me $15. What? I'm good. I just wanted to see what this was about. This is strictly out of research purposes. So,
okay.
Maybe I should check out Paige VanZant's.
Maybe you should let us know how many times they have to market to you before you actually buy. I bet you there's a number.
I'm good.
Where you're finally like, oh, I'll spend the $15. Got me in the right mood.
Maybe.
I'm curious.
But I mean, I feel like if you're savvy at using internet, you can find a whole slew of this stuff for free. But I felt like I should pay a little back to the creator. You know, I don't mind, but I've already canceled. So you get $7.50 and out. What else is going on out there?
There was a fight over the weekend. Octagon 41, Chris Presnell wins the fight. And he got very excited and decided to jump up on the cage. I don't know if you saw the video. No. And bad things happened because... you know, I feel like maybe people should not be doing this anymore, but here we go. Here he is. He's a celebrity.
Oh, shit.
Like, oh!
Looks slippery.
Nope.
Ow. Like, oh. Which way was he trying to go?
I don't know.
Back into the cage?
I think he was just trying to stand up. So
maybe they need to have like those nets that I think they have in China when people try to jump off the buildings to like catch the people. Don't die! Like as soon as the fight's over, the nets come up. Makes sense. You gotta look out. Fighter safety and go, what the fuck?
But I mean,
what are we
doing
here?
The UFC cage probably more sturdy than like some smaller promotion. So maybe that's part of the problem.
Sometimes, unless if they always remember to put the pin in like on the cage door. Because how many times have we seen fucking cage doors open up? Oh, and then a couple of shows ago, remember we said Jens Pulver got inducted to the UFC Hall of Fame. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure we saw him fight locally and Felice Herrig was on the card. They both were on a card. We were right. Huh. It was the Chicago cage fighting.
Oh, yeah.
Here locally. I think it was at Villa Park at the Odeon.
That makes a lot of sense.
And I think you were taking pictures at that event.
I think I was taking pictures, yes.
As I'm pretty sure you have a bunch of Felice and Jens, and I think someone fucked up their ankle horribly at that fight too, and I don't remember who it was, but there was a weird foot ankle injury.
Now that's coming. Yes, it's coming into my periphery.
Yes,
see? It's almost there, Matt. It's almost there.
You have to dig through all your pictures wherever the fuck those are from. I don't remember how long ago it was. I'd have to look up. Let's see. Fight Fender, Jens Pulver. It's got to be 10 years ago.
I found it. Chicago Cage Fighting 3. Yeah, there's no pictures attached. March 7th or 6th of 2011.
Wow, 11 years ago.
Yeah. Crazy, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, and then XFO was the other local one for us, too. Like, I forget which one. It might have been the XFO. It was always trying to get us to come their events. Yeah, come sit cage side. I remember we went to one of them and Fallon Fox was fighting on the card, and
oh yeah,
the one of the women that was on the HBO Real Sports was there at the event covering that, and then it became one of the stories on there. Yep.
What else?
There were a lot of finishes on this card. except two. The Chicago Cage fighting back in the day. And who else was on it? Someone else. Oh, Will Brooks on every fucking local card. I swear to God, we might have seen him fight the most in person out of any fucking fighter ever.
He's on everything. Let me think. What else do I have? So, oh, I have this question.
Yes.
I found this. I think this is from MMA Uncensored. This little, you call it a meme or whatever. They ask, if they entered their primes now, who would have the most success? So we have GSP, Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson, Floyd Mayweather, the Fedor, or Habib.
In what sport? In their respective sports?
I think in their respective sports, yeah.
Fuck, that's tough. Probably Fedor, because the heavyweights just are the least advanced out of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Tyson, you have to fight Tyson Fury. And Ali, I don't think he would, he was good, but I don't think he would fare well against current generation with the training of everyone now and whatever shit everybody's on, you know?
Oh, because he was a natural man?
Yeah, it seemed like it. Tyson definitely wasn't.
Well, he's like,
you know, a lot of people aren't, you know. I think people would be surprised how many people are on the shit.
Mm-hmm.
So what was your pick on that?
I was gonna pick Muhammad Ali in boxing, but I see your point with the training and all that. I don't know, like he because I thought he would be able to pick apart some of these heavyweights, but
he might. Maybe, you never know, right? You got to kind of see, because he was slippery as shit.
Yes, and very entertaining. So I think that guy could probably draw crazy pay per views. You know, make like $1 billion sure. pay per views and shit. So.
Yep.
I was always a fan. I like Ali. So sad what happened to him.
Yeah, but that's why you probably don't want to let people keep fighting Bigfoot Silva. Dude, I'm just saying. Or you let them keep fighting. I don't know.
Yeah.
I saw, you know, we have Michael Chandler and Conor McGregor as the next coaches on the Ultimate Fighter show. Michael Chandler is going to have Ryan Bader as one of his coaches, which I thought was kind of interesting. He's coming back. And, you know, being back on there.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how that goes. I saw there was a power slapper tested positive for cocaines.
Oh, God. Does that help you not get knocked out?
I hope so. But, you know, he gets a 9-month suspension plus a fine. But shouldn't we just allow them all to be on drugs? You guys are just slapping each other. Who gives a shit?
I think
what the fuck you want.
I think you should have to do a couple shots beforehand or something. That's part of the deal.
And just a mattress and pillows, because it just bugs the shit out of me that we got to have two guys. Just if he gets knocked down, I'm going to catch him. Just put a fucking mattress and pillow down. That'll catch him. What are we trying to prove here? And I think there are. That Dana White was also getting shit from some congresswoman and or man. I think it was a congressman asking the head of TBS and maybe Paramount. I'm not sure who owns TBS, but like, hey, this looks like not slap fighting. It looks like traumatic brain injuries across the board. You guys gonna do something different about this? Dana White says, we're taking all the safety precautions we can, and they're only getting three slaps. You look at like a boxing match, they're taking 300 to 400 blows to the head. Like, okay, Dana, I don't know where that's going to go, but I think this should be on all the drugs. Let them slap the shit out of each other. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
$2,000. That's good money for some people. That could almost support your cocaine habit for, I don't know, a day or two. I don't know how much cocaine costs, but especially in the fentanyl age, it seems a little sketchy.
Yes. Agreed. Last piece of news.
Mm-hmm.
I will draw your attention to this said video with the title, George St. Pierre is just built different. And here we go. Here he is in his backyard doing shuffling. I'll give you one guess what you think he's actually up to. but
getting into his cold plunge,
clearing out a little space. He's got his little flip flops on in the snow, and he's like, "Hey guys, look at this!
It's his ice barrel. I'm
gonna go ahead and take off my shirt and get the little bath going on. Looks, not as huge as he once was, but
yeah, I wonder why.
looks in great shape.
Off the gear, yeah, he's lean as fuck,
and jumps in there." Like it's nothing. Like I'm going to tell you right now, like I couldn't do it. So that looks horrible. You know?
Yeah. I don't know. I've never tried like a full on ice bath.
I have. It's death. Don't do it.
Yeah. I don't see the purpose now. I'll do cold showers sometimes in the morning, as cold as it can go. And it gets cold as fuck when it's winter. Summer, it's not that bad, but lately I'm like, why am I doing this? I'm not a pro. I'll just take CBD, and lots of CBD. So, so there were a couple of freak show fights. Let's take a look at this. This is from Kaposa on the Twitter. So first off, you have this
one. What the hell?
I don't know if there's weight classes. I gotta get a drink here. Hang on.
Good Lord. That looks like a little kid against a grown man.
Yeah. And then there's this other one, where he says 25 minute round, where like one guy juiced to the tits. And this is one that looks like it can go either way.
It does. They're both gigantic.
Because he's defending the takedowns, right? The big guy. But it's really like if you could avoid him for a minute, you're fine. And then a spinning back fist. Jeez. And then just from fucking ground and pound until sleepy time. And that's that.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That's a huge dude. Reminds me of Marius Pudzianowski.
Yeah. Versus Tim Sylvia.
Yeah.
Turn purple. Let's do a little twit of the week. Twit of the week. Tweet of the week.
The twit of the week.
Little Rim Reaper.
Hey, now.
I don't think that's street legal. You can't show that. You get in and get out. And then I got to make sure we're signed in here. I'm going to go on a run here.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm bracing myself.
Got to open like 10 windows.
10 windows. Is this going to be like one of those old school, like where you flip the pages and then.
Yeah, it should be. I got like 3, 4. Hopefully this works. I've never done it this way before, like sharing my screen, but I feel like I got to get everything in order. So I got to go backwards. So let me close a couple windows. Does this one. So I saw, you know, Valentine's Day just happened, and a lot of female UFC or just fighters in general were sending their well wishes on Twitter. So I want to show you how everyone likes to celebrate Valentine's Day. Start with Paige Van Zandt.
Mm-hmm.
Will you be my Valentine? Be mine, you know, be my Valentine or Frankenstein. I don't know. Little Kay Hansen, little happy Valentine's Day. Little Pearl Gonzalez, happy Valentine's Day. Katharina Lehner, little Valentine's Day. Camila Oliveira, that's a UFC ring card girl. This is how she celebrates. Word. And then here's the Chris Cyborg, and this person says, "Hey, I'm a massive fan of Cyborg and respect any fighter working for merchandise income streams, but if you purchase this, you should be on a watch list." I guess I'm on a watch list.
did you buy it?
Yeah, remember I thought I showed it. It's over there, but I have this fucking card. It's kissed and signed. You can't beat the Cyborg. She's hot as fuck. Here was her Valentine's Day. I'm just saying.
It's
hard to deny the Cyborg.
Respect.
Yeah.
Respect.
And let me just run back through everything, make sure I didn't miss anything. I think we're at Knowledge. You have any Knowledge?
Well, I found this meme. No, not a meme. I found this video because I'm wanted to get your take on these. You know, like we have Portillo's in Chicagoland, which if you know what that is, it's a place where they kind of coined the whole drive-through thing where there's people standing in the drive-thru and they're trying to, like, you know, wait on you rather than waiting till you get to the window. So Chick-fil-A does the same thing, and they have just recently deployed these really interesting rain devices. I wanted to get your take on this. Like, what the fuck is this? What it looks like a telephone booth or something. Like, what?
So
what
fucking is stupid.
What is happening?
Why can't you just wear an hold an umbrella, you fucking twat?
I don't know, but
like, I wouldn't wear an umbrella, just a good rain jacket. Like,
that's what Portillo's does, because they're tough. Chick-fil-A is very progressive. They got some weird boxes.
That is so dumb. That looks like, like if you had a snowblower with like some kind of enclosure on it. Mm-hmm. But I like, when I'm out in the snow, I like to have all my bundleage up, and then my beard is just like caked, so I look like a goddamn White Walker by the time I'm done. Nice. Coming back in, you gotta feel the snow, and then if you judge the wind wrong, all the snow just blows right in your face. Like, that's part of the atmosphere. You should feel that fucking atmosphere when you're out at whatever these organizations are. If you're worth a lick of salt, you gotta fucking man up and not be a fucking pussy in your little yellow house.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a good one for you. You want to see a little cup check action? I wish there was sound to this, because
oh geez, wait, is that a real person?
Yeah.
Oh my god, what?
These chicks are teeing off, and I'm not sure there's a cup there, but good lord, man,
it looks painful.
Yeah, because they're not pulling punches here. That first chick is really going for it on over here.
He seems happy.
I don't know, because he's wincing. He's moving like, this fucking hurts.
I mean, why would
good for them? I don't know. I feel like this is the beginning of some kind of weird porn that I don't want to get invested in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I don't know if I can play the sound on this. Let me preview this a little bit.
Uh-oh, I'm scared.
I'm going to play it and we're going to get copyrighted, but fuck it. Because it's worth the, it adds to the mix. I don't know what Vikings do, but apparently they do shit in the winter. I don't know if that's for my video game.
What is happening?
What the fuck, man? How many feet did that guy just fly off?
Probably 20, axes? 25, 30.
Oh my god, it looks so insane.
It was pretty cool. People are nuts. It would have been cooler if he missed, and then there was just like
the axes on the side.
Just like in the snow.
Like a snow Viking angel. Yeah. But hopefully, I don't think he's dead. That's probably a good... You know, maybe it's 6 feet of powder at the bottom there. Hopefully, yeah. And not like big boulders that he's gonna fuck himself up with.
Yep.
And I may or may not have a Damascus axe getting shipped here. I don't know.
You're crazy about that video game.
No, I didn't. I didn't pay for it. I'm just saying. I may or may not. We may have a new sponsor coming on board.
Oh, nice.
Shipping some Damascus items. Hopefully,
sweet.
Showing up shortly here. It's fucking okay. Sweet. I'll just say that. So I think that's it. I got nothing else. Shut down.
That's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Dango Weigel.
Hey, Griffith. Thanks for playing.